Good morning, 6:04. I'm Jake Rusnak. This is VPR News. Vermont regulators have approved the transfer of the closed Vermont Yankee nuclear plant to Northstar, a large-scale decommissioning services company. Scott State is CEO of Northstar. He says a big part of winning regulatory approval was showing that the plant can be decommissioned decades earlier than planned.
The certainty of the decommissioning, and obviously we accelerated the schedule some decades, but we tried to come at this with an approach that was important to all the stakeholders.
Northstar plans to start decommissioning Vermont Yankee no later than 2021. Entergy, the plant's current owner, had planned to delay cleanup of the site until at least 2053. The town of Derby says it has joined Newport in opposing the expansion of Vermont's only landfill. The Derby Select Board and the Newport City Council both cited concerns over air and water quality in their opposition. The Caledonian Record reports the Coventry Select Board has voted unanimously to support expanding the landfill in that town. And more young people are moving into New Hampshire. That's according to a recent study from the University of New Hampshire, which found that more young people have moved to the state than have left it each year since the 2008 recession. Valley News reports the biggest change is among people in their 20s who have been moving to New Hampshire in large numbers since 2013. Coming up on 6:06, the eye on the sky scattered morning snow showers in the north, followed by gradual clearing, becoming mostly sunny south. Blustery and cold, highs today mid-teens to mid-20s in the north, mid-20s to low-30s south, and then temperatures drop through the day and way cold tonight.